Hi, my name is Abel, and welcome to the DevOps Lab. DevOps is all about continuously delivering value. And we can't continuously deliver value if we don't know what we're going to deliver, right? So tracking our work is super important. And tracking our product roadmap is also an important part of DevOps. Today, we have a very special guest, Jim Semek of Product Plan, who will talk to us about Product Plan. So welcome to the show, Jim. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Abel. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and also about Product Plan?
Yeah, absolutely. My history goes back all the way to Microsoft. Years ago, I was working as part of the Microsoft Network and actually was an author for Microsoft Press, authoring books on TCP/IP and other internet-related topics, and moved to California a number of years ago and got involved in the startup community down here. And about 7 years ago, started a company out of California in Santa Barbara called Product Plan. And we develop product roadmap software that's used by companies all over the world. We're used in about 75 countries right now today, used by thousands of product teams to be able to prioritize and communicate their product strategy. And we have a number of integrations with Microsoft products as well. And that's the reason that I'm here today, because we have a really popular integration with Azure DevOps. We integrate with boards. We integrate with GitHub as well. And we also have integration with Microsoft Teams.
That is fantastic, because like I know inside of Azure DevOps, I can track pretty much any unit of work, right? So I can track my user stories, I can track my bugs, but there's no tool in there that really lets me get a overall view of what my roadmap is going to be. And that's kind of what you guys do?
Exactly. That's one of the challenges that product teams have, is being able to not only communicate what's been planned with all of the stakeholders, and the stakeholders often involve executives who will not be going into Azure. They won't be going into boards to see what's happening. They want to understand at a higher level what's happening. And that's a gap for a lot of product teams, to be able to communicate effectively what's happening. And then to be able to do scenario planning and have that trade-off discussion with their stakeholders about what to build. And more importantly, why you're building it. And that's what we do, is we fill in that gap, that information gap, with product teams and engineering teams about why you're building something, why strategically it's important for the company, and we do it in a beautiful visual way. Cool. And yeah, so through that integration, we can actually roll up all of that detailed information into that's being developed, that's in progress, and we can roll that up into a way that executives and your other stakeholders can understand.
Cool. I would love to see this, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. I can go ahead and give you a demonstration and show you a little bit about Product Plan. And to do that, I think I'll go ahead and share my screen.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to tell you a little bit now about Product Plan and Azure DevOps integration. And then I'll give you a demo of how it works and what a roadmap looks like in it. And as I mentioned, we solve one of the key product team challenges, which is connecting the execution, what's happening in your project, in your boards, in your backlog, to the strategy. And that strategy can be your product strategy. It can also be the company strategy. And we help align teams around why you're building something in the first place. And with our, we can import from Azure DevOps and synchronize data between DevOps and Product Plan. And what we're doing here is we're conveying the big picture. And Product Plan is the easiest way to plan, visualize, and communicate the product strategy. You can import and build a roadmap in minutes. You can actually use what we call our planning board as a prioritization framework to understand which projects to build first based on certain KPIs that you have in the organization or certain goals that you want to achieve. And all of this ultimately gets your stakeholders aligned around what you're building. And we integrate with a lot of tools, including Microsoft tools, as I mentioned, including DevOps, Microsoft Teams. We also integrate with GitHub, as well as other products to help make sure that that communication is seamless and you have a single source of truth for what's happening in your roadmap. And now I'll go ahead and give you a demo. This is Product Plan. As you can tell, it's visual roadmap software. And we can communicate the product strategy and your roadmap in a variety of ways, depending on who your audience is and the way that you want to communicate it. And I'll show you a couple of examples here. But we're built for visual communication of the roadmap. So as I click into the roadmap here, I can see items such as the strategic importance. I can see how complete something is. And this percentage complete is actually pulled in from DevOps. So nightly or when I choose, I can pull in completion information from DevOps, and that'll get represented within Product Plan automatically. And so my stakeholders can, at a glance, see what's happening with my roadmap. Now, this roadmap software is easy to use. It's drag and drop. So as I'm in different team meetings, I can be dragging and dropping these items on the fly. And if we decide that this new form of payment epic that I have here, it really needs to be moved out to a different time period, I just simply drag and drop that. So using Product Plan, I can easily show the information from a single source of truth. And all of the information is contained, obviously, in a single database. And I can create what we call views. And these views can represent information to different audiences. So I can create, I can filter and create a different roadmap from the same information for my sales team, for example. So I can actually restrict information from certain audiences. And so using this views feature, for example, I can present a roadmap to my sales team that shows Q1, Q2, Q3 information. And if I choose to, I can filter out certain information. So I can filter out items that are, for example, in information that is not focused on internal initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
And on the fly, I can now be sharing this roadmap with my sales team, and it will not show information to them that I don't want them to see. So Product Plan is a very flexible product for communicating the information and the story that I want to communicate as a product leader. So we have thousands of product managers and thousands of product teams all over the world using our product to communicate strategies for a variety of products. Primarily digital products, the people that are using Azure DevOps to track their stories and projects, and those that are using boards are really appropriate as an appropriate audience for Product Plan, and so we have a free 14-day trial for people mm-hmm. to integrate with. We actually have the ability to grant an entire company free licenses of Product Plan in order to view the roadmap. And these roadmaps can be embedded in SharePoint and other wikis and shared broadly across the organization for free. And so this is a really powerful thing. And this is a constant challenge that product managers have, which is my stakeholders and my company don't know what's happening. So for example, we've talked with a lot of companies who they create a PowerPoint presentation with the roadmap, and that PowerPoint presentation gets shared out or embedded. And unfortunately, especially in this age of Agile, as soon as that roadmap is created in something like PowerPoint or some other presentation software, it's outdated almost instantly. And so the beauty of using a product roadmap software system like Product Plan is that it's always live and always up to date. And you can easily update this on the fly as decisions are being made.
It's very cool. And
yeah.
You mentioned the integration between like Azure DevOps services and also with GitHub.
Yeah.
Can you show a little bit how that type of integration works?
Yeah, absolutely. So the setup of the integration is fairly straightforward. I'll click into Azure DevOps so you can see the information that's required. So you go through a very brief integration process, and then you can identify, and I'll zoom in a little bit so you can see this a little bit better. You can identify which items get synchronized. So currently we can pull in from Azure DevOps and from your boards, title, description, and percentage complete. And the percentage complete can be based on story points, or it can be based on the number of stories. So for example, if you have an epic with 20 stories and 10 of those are completed, you can represent it, the epic as being 50% complete in product plan. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the nice things about product plan is, and I'll go back to a roadmap here so you can see what that might look like. The nice thing about product plan is that the product manager can still override the information that's contained in product plan and being pulled in from Azure. So for example, the shopping cart improvement epic. Right now I have I'm linked to this epic within Azure DevOps, but I can actually override that information. So Azure might be saying, you know, this is 0% complete, but I as a product manager know that this is actually more like 10% complete. Mm-hmm. So I very easily change that, override it, you know, say, I'll say this is 20% complete, I'll save it. And now when my stakeholders click on this, they're going to see that it's 20% complete. So I'm showing and conveying the information that I want them to hear as a product manager. And so that's at my discretion. Now we do have some of our other integrations. We actually pull in completion dates and some other information, and we're making great progress on our Azure DevOps integration and continuing to work on that. So some of the features that are coming include integration with dates that you're seeing within Azure.
Wow. This is really, really awesome stuff, Jim. Thank you so much for showing this to us. This is incredible. This is like super cool to be able to track and to be able to map out your strategy and your product roadmaps and having that automatic integration with Azure DevOps services and also with GitHub. That's freaking awesome.
So, I think so. Thank you.
Yeah. So all you DevOpsy people out there right now that need a product plan, need product roadmap stuff, go check out the links below. You can get all the information that you need. And again, tune in next time for more DevOps Lab.